Well, joining me now on the phone is Sam Toye. He's the president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. And Sam, this is kind of one of my favorite times of the year. It's Chicago Gourmet coming up next weekend. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rick. And yes, it is. We're about 5 days away next Friday to kick off our Chicago Gourmet. It's our ninth year at Millennium Park, and we can't wait.
And Rick Bayless, you've got a host chef. First time you've ever done that.
That's right. So our theme this year is food is art, use your palate. And it's the first time ever we have a host chef. It's Rick Bayless. And we all know Rick from his television TV programs, his cookbooks, his countless James Beard Awards. He's won six of those. His legendary restaurants, Frontera Grill, Shoco, his new restaurants, Lina Brava, the Cruz Blanca, the name of his two new restaurants. And he'll be our host chef, and he's got some unbelievable ideas. On Saturday night, he's doing this Tao of Tacos with his chef friends, and that's going to be really fun.
That sounds great. And Jimmy Banos at the Junior at the Purple Pigs involved in that. And
yep. So the Tao of Tacos is going to be Saturday night, September 24th, from 8 to 11 p.m. And obviously, our host chef Rick Bayless will be hosting, and he has his chef friends doing their take on a taco. And some of the chefs involved, like you say, Jimmy Banos is involved, Jose Garces is involved, Richard Sandoval, Mindy Gore, Erling Wu Bauer, to name a few. So there's 12 chefs that are involved, and they'll be giving their take on, on a taco. And then some of the proceeds are going to the Frontera Farm Foundation, because, you know, at Chicago Gourmet, we do a lot for foundations and non-for-profits and, you know, giving back to the community. So the Frontera Farmer Foundation will be participating in the Tao of Tacos on Saturday night.
Well, and I love that food is art, use your palate. Very clever. I wish I had thought of
that. You like
that? Yeah. I wish I had thought of that. But there is a charitable aspect to this event.
Yes, there is a charitable aspect. So obviously, I just told you, Frontera Farmer Foundation is part of it. Pilot Light is part of it. We do a Rise and Shine Gourmet. That's on Sunday morning. And Matthias Murchis is a big part of that. And then that benefits the Pilot Light, which is a charitable organization that works with the Chicago Public Schools. And we also have the Illinois Restaurant Association Educational Foundation that's involved all weekend long. And at the Hamburger Hop, like last year alone, the Ed Foundation, Illinois Restaurant Association Ed Foundation, gave out $176,000 in scholarships to students.
Yeah, that's
in the hospitality industry.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about this before, but why is Chicago just so unique as this kind of center of the food universe?
Well, you know, Rick, I think it has to do. Okay, so it's Chicago, San Francisco, New York, possibly New Orleans. Those will probably be your four biggest culinary epic centers. I think we are the culinary capital. And the reason why is if you look at San Francisco, it's a small city. You look at New York, it's very expensive. And Chicago, it's easy for young talent to come to Chicago and open restaurants. Look at the restaurants we got opening in Logan Square and Avondale and Hyde Park, the West Loop. Just look at the West Loop.
The West Loop is crazy. The West Loop is crazy.
Yes. So, you know, young talent comes here. And look what we do for the food industry. We have Chicago Gourmet, which I say is the best food and wine show in the country. They think they have the best one in Pebble Beach or South Beach. Nope, it's right here in Chicago every September in Millennium Park next weekend. And also we have the National Restaurant Association show as well, which brings up close to 70,000 people in the industry into Chicago every year in May. And then a few years ago, Mayor Emanuel was very, very big on this, and we brought in the James Beard Awards here, which are the Oscars of the culinary industry, and that's huge, too. So we get all the people from the industry, all the chefs and all the journalists coming to Chicago every year for the last few years now for the James Beard Awards. So James Beard Awards, Chicago Gourmet, the National Restaurant Association show, we have it all here in the city of Chicago. And look at some of the talent we have. Stephanie Iser, Rick Bayless, Jimmy Banos, as you were saying, Graham Elliott, Tony Montuano, Erling Wu Bauer, just to name some of the talent we have in this city.
Well, and, you know, and things like the National Restaurant Association, they choose to come here. You know,
that's right.
And so that's kind of a huge affirmation for the culture of food that exists in this city.
That's exactly right. You know, what's it all about these days? It's about conventions, tourism, and culinary tourism. And culinary tourism is off the charts. Majority of the people that travel now, Rick, look at what restaurants are in that city. The back half of the plane is all about tourism. And, you know, look at cities like, you know, Austin or Nashville or Charleston, Charlotte. They built their tourism on culinary tourism. But we got the best culinary tourism right here in the city of Chicago. Look at the city of Chicago. We are the best summer fall city in the country to travel to.
Well, and when you touched on some of the, you know, other cities, and you touched on New Orleans and you know, Nashville too, but it's more of a distinctive local cultural. I mean, I love my barbecue, and I love my Cajun.
That is absolutely true.
But here, it's just, it's whatever you want is what's amazing about it.
Whatever you want. I mean, you know, look at, you know, Stephanie doing Duck Duck Goat, you know, her take on Chinese. Or, you know, we have, you know, some of the greatest steakhouses. We have, you name it, we have it here in the city of Chicago. And like I said, we have some of the best chefs in the country with the number one, you know, godfather of all chefs these days, Rick Bayless. So what you want, you can get it in Chicago when it comes to the culinary scene.
And I have no better fun than when I run into people that are, you know, some of the tourists that are here or there are conventioneers here. And you get these great debates about, you know, well, you're local, where should we go eat? And you get into these great debates over everything.
Well, but then you got to break it down.
Well, the first question is, what do you want? And then and then the debate still ensues because there are so many, you know, multiple options to go with.
That's why Chicago Gourmet is so important, because we have over 250 restaurants participating this year. So people can come and get tastings from over 250 restaurants. Then they can decide what restaurants they would like to go to when they go out next. So that's, you know, that's the big thing. And you can taste wines from Southern Glazer Wines and Spirits. They have wines throughout the world that you can get your wine tasting as well. So Chicago Gourmet, if you want to be, you want to know what's the best wines out there and what the best restaurants, come to Chicago Gourmet next weekend. You'll get educated very well.
It's the gourmet graze for me, I will tell you. Sam, there's still tickets available, right, for some of this?
There is. There is tickets for the Hamburger Hop on Friday night. And there's also tickets for Sunday during the day. So yes, and you can go online and check that out at chicagogourmet.org. And like I said, we have Sunday tickets and we have Hamburger Hop on Friday night. Hamburger Hop is something really big too. That's 15 chefs participating on Friday night. And they're, you know, cooking who has the best burger. Some of the chefs involved there are like Chris Pandel, Swift and Son, Matt Wild, the Joy District, the Manny Downing, a Rocket Ranch, to name a few. So they do a cook-off of the best burger. That is so much fun, and the energy there is off the charts. And that's sponsored by Buckhead Beef and Blue Moon Brewing. So it's really fun.
Oh, I'm hungry already, I have to tell you. Sam, hold on. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Sunday Spin on WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is The Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, joined on the phone by Sam Toya, the president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. We've been talking about the upcoming Chicago Gourmet Festival, my favorite festival in the world, because everybody knows I'm a foodie. But Sam, I also wanted to have you on too about, you know, there's an intersection of food and politics, and that I think comes with, you know, running a restaurant in the city of Chicago. And
that's absolutely right.
You look at some of the issues confronting business owners in the city of Chicago, things like the higher minimum wage, property tax increases, other regulations about mandated leave policies, things like that. These can't be easy times.
No, Rick, you're absolutely right. You know, we at the Illinois Restaurant Association, we rather see these labor standards set at the national level. And if they're not at the national level, then we really like to see them set at the state level, so you have uniformity, because business likes to see uniformity. However, we see some of these labor standards now being adopted at the municipality level. And, you know, there's no question we're in a blue city and a blue state. So we know in the restaurant industry that It's better to be at the table than on the table. So what we try to do is, like I said, try to push mandates to be done at the national or state level. If not, then we try to get the most business-friendly the business-friendly ordinance that comes out of whatever they're talking about. That's what's been going on lately. But there's no question, from the property taxes to the entry-level wages to the paid sick leave, there's been a lot of hit on the hospitality industry over the last year.
You know, I'm speaking to a restaurateur when you use a term about politics of better to be at the table than being on the table.
Yes.
But
that's kind of like my food is art, use your palate.
Yes, yes. But I mean, this is a vibrant and vital part of the economy in Chicago the state.
Absolutely. And the state, there's 537,000 people that work in the restaurant food industry. There's over 27,000 restaurants, and we do $24.5 billion in sales, and look at this, over $2 billion in sales tax to go to local municipalities and to the state. Look at that. In the city of Chicago, there's over 300,000 people that work in the restaurant food service industry. There's over 12,000 retail food licenses. So yes, it's a huge part of both the Chicago and the state of Illinois economy.
And, you know, when people, I don't know if people think of restaurants under that rubric of small business, but that is the small businesses that do create the jobs.
Oh, absolutely they are. They're the entry-level jobs. It's just one of the few industries that you could still enter, Rick, and get to a middle-class lifestyle. There's many of people that start out working as dishwashers and busboys that go on to own their own restaurants or become general managers of restaurants. So it is it's where a lot of people entry-level jobs, and entry-level jobs are very important to the economy.
And when you look at those 537,000 jobs, restaurant food service jobs in Illinois, that's 10% of the total employment in this state. 10%.
That's right. 10%.
I mean, that's a phenomenal number. Here again, a very important factor of what makes the economy work. But that having been said, there's also the issue, too. And as you said, you would prefer uniformity on a national level on various things. Well, one of those things is the issue of immigration reform. And
that's right.
And obviously a big part of the presidential debate. But this state, and bipartisanly, people, leaders in this state, support comprehensive immigration reform.
Yeah. Let's talk about that for a few minutes. So immigrants have always been the backbone of the hospitality industry, starting over the last 100 years, starting with the Eastern Europeans, the Italians, the Greeks, the Asians, the Africans, the Latinos, and the Mexicans. The restaurant industry would not be what it is today without the immigrant community. This is, you know, so the immigrant community is huge, huge to the hospitality industry, you know. And people don't understand that, you know, if you say, oh, we're going to remove all the undocumented, what would that do to the hospitality industry throughout the country? You know what people don't realize? What would that do to the real estate industry throughout the country? A lot of the immigrants are renters. People never go down that road, Rick. You got to think about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we work very closely with the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition and their executive director, Rebecca Shee. I'm on that board as well because it's our job to go out there and educate. Like, we work on the DREAM Act. We also, giving undocumented students an opportunity to get a higher education. We work on temporary visitor's driver's license, which was huge. Speaker Madigan and Senate President Cullerton were very much behind that, so people could get to, drive to work, schools, church, without a fear of breaking the law.
And that did get bipartisan support as well. That got Republican support as well.
Yes, it did. You know, in the state of Illinois, we definitely are pragmatic on this issue. It's the one issue that I think we are, from, Governor Rana all the way down, that immigration reform is very important to the state of Illinois.
The unfortunate part is, though, that when it comes to the national level, it becomes a political football.
Very much so. And it's just, and to do, and this is what I don't understand, because it's so important we do. immigration reform, because it's economically sound, it's morally right, and it's politically smart. So I just don't understand why some elected officials throughout the country just don't understand that.
Except perhaps because it fits a perceived political agenda.
Well, obviously, that's why, Rick.
Okay, I said it so you didn't have to.
That's right.
Well, Sam Toya, President and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association, thank you so much for joining me. Speaking of immigration, the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition is having an event tomorrow at 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. at La Casa, the Resurrection Project at 1815 South Paulina Street. And that features U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, Congressman Luis Gutierrez, and as well as Congresswoman and Democratic Senate candidate Tammy Duckworth. Sam, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me, and we'll see you next week. I can't wait to have a glass of wine with you.
I can't wait either. Good talking to you. All right. We'll be back with more right after this.